We've been in Luke's Gospel for a while from the lectionary, and today we're going to be in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. Chapter 12 is telling us Jesus warning us against hypocrisy. And then he tells the story about the rich young fool and about possessions and money. But he also gave us this warning. Be ready. I'm coming soon. And then the subtitle for starting at verse 49 is Jesus Causes Division. Red Letter Edition. Hear God's Word. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and I wish that my task was already completed. There's a terrible baptism ahead of me, and I am under heavy burden until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I have come to bring strife and division. From now on, families will be split apart, three in favor of me, two against, or the other way around. There will be division between father and son, mother and daughter, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And then Jesus turned to the crowd and said, When you see clouds beginning to form in the west, you say, Here comes a shower. And you are right. When the south wind blows, you say, Today will be a scorcher. And it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but you can't interpret the present times. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, there was some sayings and some teaching in Jesus's teachings were hard. They were really sometimes as even hard to understand. In fact, they were at times explosive. But he's given us spirit signs. This is the way Jesus described the time in which he was living. Now, he was feeling distressed and anxious, no doubt about that, because he knows that his mission will cause great upheaval due to the issues of the times. And yet, he knew he had no choice but to carry it out. You know, the head in the sand amnesia of Jesus' contemporaries may seem odd to us now because we have history on our side. But when you're in the midst of divisive upheaval, paradigmatic changes, cultural shifts, and even with an atmosphere of oppression and revolution, that person will often either consciously or unconsciously not see it for what it is. And when it comes to what's going on around us, we have a tendency to practice what we call selective comprehension, or as my wife calls it, selective hearing. Anyhow, critique is easy in retrospect. History is written after the fact. The present is not always easy to discern for us or even to face it head on. It's human nature to cling to the past, to the familiar, to the status quo, no matter how difficult it may feel or how much we know change is necessary. Well, the way it is, you know, always feels preferable to the unknown way that it might be. Jesus knew the travails of his current culture that he was living in, the divisions that already existed. But he also knew that in delivering his message, God's message, those divisions would only increase. The temperature would rise and the volcano would smoke, for not everyone would want to listen to what he had to say. And like all the prophets throughout history, he would be jeered and persecuted for saying what those around him did not want to hear. In fact, for some, his message would be a stumbling stone, as he said in one of the other scriptures, that we didn't want to be a stumbling stone, but some people are. His message a stumbling stone for some. For others, it would be a welcome salve, but deliver it he would. The world was going to change, and barely everyone seemed to notice that the signs of all of that was coming. This must have vexed Jesus to the core. I'm certain that it upset him a little bit. It even brought him great anguish. And as he delivered parable after parable, Parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. That's what a parable is. Taught lesson after lesson, he begged those around him to notice what was happening right beneath their nose. Pay attention to the issues. He needed them to see, and yet they couldn't, or maybe they wouldn't. A little bit like modern-day disciples. They couldn't see the problems, and they certainly couldn't see God's coming intervention that would serve to tear them literally apart. So fast forward to today, 2022. We live in a charged cultural atmosphere, not unlike the one that Jesus was describing in the first century of Israel. Not just our country, but look around the world. The world's divided, and those divisions are continuing to tear through many, or not only many, but maybe even any hope for unity that we may have had in the last 50 years. It's been a challenge. Not only do we feel ununified, if that is a word, we stand divided on nearly every imaginable issue. Even in our own backyard, in our own churches. Look what's going on in the United Methodist denomination. Political divisions, economic divisions, identity divisions, religious divisions, cultural divisions, morality divisions. We even stand divided on our own interpretation of Scripture itself. That's why we have so many translations. To try to get people to better understand and interpret Scripture, but sometimes it just leads to confusion. Yet most of us go about our days trying not to think about what those divisions mean for us and other people, what may happen if things grow wider apart and the implications are for a nation and the world. It's difficult not to see any of this in our day and time. Do we really see the signs of what this means from our physical, emotional, or even our spiritual future? Into this culture, the muddle comes, and Jesus comes in the form of the Holy Spirit. And yet our minds are so closed to what's going on around us, we can't possibly see what the Spirit is doing in the midst of all this. Those who believe that God is on their side tend to believe without a doubt that their interpretation of whatever issue it might be, or grandstanding of the whatever the issues are, is absolutely correct and without fault or error. Those on the opposite side feel exactly the same way. Both are missing the signs of the Spirit. And the truth is, whenever we are convinced that our own opinion is correct, I like what my father-in-law told me many years ago, convince a person against their will and they'll be of the same opinion still, that's when we're undoubtedly missing what God is trying to tell us, or what God is attempting to do in our midst. It's far too easy to learn to side of the human pressure and the presence of the human side, or to open one's mind to the potential and the possibility that God might suggest. But as the Hebrew Testament so often noted, Hebrew Testament is the Old Testament, as we call it. God called the people of Israel stiff-necked people, stubborn, belligerent. We want to believe what we want to believe, and don't challenge us. We wave our flags of contention towards anyone who tries, including Jesus. Now, I can imagine that Jesus is just as frustrated with us today in our world and even in our churches as he was in his own time as a human being here on earth, God manifested in the flesh. Well, yet, he will continue to carry out God's mission. You know, he set his face towards Jerusalem, and boom, he stayed on mission. Thank God he did that. And he'll continue to try to guide us through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, teach us, warn us, throw fiery balls of contention and doubt within our well-laid plans and even our most convincing arguments. If anyone can blow up a stalemate into ultimate chaos or a mess, it's Jesus. Let's look a little closer at what happened in Babel. In order for God to get a message through, God first needed to divide and separate the strongholds. You see, sometimes in our faith, we believe that the best way to carry on life is to be absolutely sure of everything that we know about Jesus. What God wants and what the Holy Spirit wants and what He calls on us to do. Or at least we think that we know what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. But this is the truth. Jesus came to shake up everything. We thought we knew and challenged us on the very bones of what we thought and what we could easily and absolutely be sure of. But Jesus messed with the people's heads. He was good about that. And confused their very orderly lives completely. He pointed out loopholes in their arguments, and then he threw wrenches into their well-oiled religious machinery. For until we can be unlocked from the things that we're sure of, we can never truly pay attention and understand the signs of God in our midst and our day and time here in 2022. You see, the mission that God truly wants us to embark on in our world, He wants us to open our minds to the signs of the Spirit, the place in our lives in which God comes to mess us up, challenge us, even challenge our own beliefs. You know, we need to reevaluate our discipleship and the way that we look at others. We need to look hard and close at what's going on around us and ask where God means for us to be in that particular situation. Where should we be? And we need to listen with our hearts, our intuition, our spirit, and our minds together, so that they will hear, we will hear, not only our own agendas and desires, but God's voice pointing us into new directions, and as awkward as it is sometimes, into unusual circumstances. Okay, preacher, that all sounds good, but how can we recognize God's voice for our own time, the time that we live in? You see, God's mission is always about love. You know, we can agree to disagree and still love. I think that's an important point, because God's voice is always about mercy. God's signs are always pointing to the life and the lessons of Jesus. Wow, He is our example in life, no doubt. Now, sometimes it's a little hard to follow Jesus, but if we follow Him and we absorb His lessons and let the Holy Spirit minister to us, there'll never be a doubt. If we default on the side of love, inclusiveness, acceptance, caring, and patience, you see, if those characteristics are present in our life, I think there's a good chance that God may be in it. Now, you don't want to get into what they call the inclusiveness from the social perspective, inclusive meaning all of God's people, that we can come together and be included in the ministry and the love of Jesus Christ. Wow. Well, I hope and pray that maybe you got a little bit of something out of my little message here today. Hope and pray to see you in church sometime soon. But thank you for listening to the online version of the message that we can discern the signs of the times, if you would. God bless.